Now, of course, Luther doesn't deny that you have to believe this. But the promise doesn't talk about your belief, right? It doesn't throw you back on your belief and say, you better believe this, right? If you believe, no, your belief is not part of the promise. The promise gives you something to believe in rather than telling you you have to believe, right? So I think it fits the logic of belief in a better way than Calvin's, because if you want to know whether you believe something, don't ask whether you believe it, ask whether it's true, right? That's how belief works. To believe something is to believe it's true. So if you want to know whether you believe, ask whether the thing you believe is true, right? Is it true that Christ gave his body? Whereas if you're asking whether you believe, then it seems to me that's going about it backwards, right? You're looking at yourself and trying to say, oh, do I really believe that? That's a psychological question, which I think can get you tied up in knots. And here I'm stating for myself which anxiety I'm more willing to live with. I find it psychologically just debilitating to ask the question, do I really believe? Right? I'd rather just say, no, I don't. My faith is weak. It's inadequate. Right? I'm full of doubt all the time. Right? I like to have the freedom to confess that I'm not a very good believer. So then I don't have to say, oh, I look at myself and say, oh, I know I believe. No, I resonate with Luther a lot, who says, well, nobody knows whether they believe. Focus instead on what you think is true. And that's how you build up faith. Right? Because once you've decided something is true, then you know what you believe. Right? If it's true that Christ gave his body for me, then I just discovered that I've believed it. Focus on truth, not belief. And remember, that minor premise in Calvin is, I believe. The minor premise in Luther is, Christ doesn't lie. Christ tells the truth. Right? Luther's focusing on truth. Calvin is focusing on belief. And I think it's better to focus on truth. So that's why I go with Luther on this issue. But now let me immediately turn around and say there is a disadvantage to Luther's point of view, which is you don't get eternal security. Right? You get to believe there's a promise that's true for you today, but you don't know whether you're going to believe tomorrow or the next day. And if you are weak in faith, then you might have all sorts of doubts about whether you're going to hang on to the faith tomorrow or the next day. Luther had such doubts. We know this. We hear about this all the time when he talks about the time of law versus the time of grace. Remember that? The time of law is when the law of God threatens you and says, you're a sinner, you're not a very good believer, you're not pleasing God. God is probably trying to get you. Maybe he even has predestined you for damnation. Right? Luther has that worry all the time. And what you're supposed to do when you have that worry is turn once again to the gospel. Every day, turn to that same little baby in the manger, that gospel promise, so that you hang on to the promise day by day. Every day it's your job to escape from the law, to run to the gospel. There's no guarantee you're going to do it tomorrow. It's good enough to do it today. And I'm willing to live with that myself, but notice it's a very volatile form of faith. It's very volatile. You're going back and forth between time of law and time of grace, between being terrified by God's law and comforted by God's gospel. And if what you want is something a bit more consistent, a bit more security, a bit more assurance, assurance for the long haul, right? Assurance that you're already saved, then you want to go with Calvin. And that's, see, I think Calvin is more consistent about this focus on the assurance of faith. Luther is more consistent in focusing on the external word. Right? The faith is based solely on the external word. If you want eternal security, you're going to have to turn to something else than just the external word, because the external word does not promise you that you'll persevere. It doesn't tell you about predestination, as Luther says, right? The revealed God doesn't tell you about the hidden God. So if you want eternal security and assurance for the long haul, you're going to have to look somewhere else than the external word. And that, I think, is one of the Calvinist problems. Right? That's why you get this occasional turning to base your faith on experience. I've experienced my true faith. I know I have true faith because I feel it in my heart. That's how I know I believe. That's how I know I'm saved. That looks to me like basing faith on experience. And I'm with Luther on this. I'd rather base my faith on God's promise. So I think Luther's more consistent about this than Calvin is. Although Calvin too, right? Calvin wants to base faith on God's word. But you've got these two pressures that I mentioned, right? On the one hand, there's the assurance of faith, the eternal security. On the other hand, there's the focus on the external word. And I'm suggesting Luther is more consistently focused on the external word. Calvin is more consistently focused on eternal security. Now, let me bring the Catholics into this and just sort of set three different sets of anxieties side by side. Because as I suggested earlier, you can't avoid anxiety. Everybody has something to be anxious about. There's no, you can't say, oh, those Calvinists are so anxious about having true faith, Luther doesn't have that anxiety, so he's better. Well, Luther has his own anxiety. As we've mentioned, Luther has this anxiety about the law. Every day, he's got this temptation to struggle with and worry whether God is really gracious to him. That's Luther's anxiety.